there's a lot of competing associations out there in terms of, you know, AFSCIAs and 1105 group and, you know, you name it, GuideTech, but really we're all in the same business of educating and making folks aware and talk about the subjects that not only federal government's talking about, but also in the private sector. And I think.
And how does Affirm distinguish itself from the ACT, IACT, the all the other groups that are out there?
Well, I think that's kind of what everybody tries to do. I've been involved with Affirm for a couple of years now. I've done some things with some of these other bodies, and to me, it's just a different venue. We sometimes have the same speakers or the same topics. It's really, you know, when are you having your luncheons? When are you having your dinners? When are you having your events? But it's how you market yourself and how you brand yourself. And one of the things that we're trying to do in Affirm this year, again, it's not so much a competitive type of thing, but it's what's something we can do that's a little bit different. And I think every organization, especially with the new leadership that we have in Affirm, myself being president, Darren Ash is my vice president from NRC, is this continuity and continuous improvement life cycle. And again, that's something we're always trying to do. We've introduced something this year that we're pretty excited about. We actually have our first speaker. It's an IT visionary series that will kind of along the lines of, if you've seen that show Inside the Actor's Studio,
right,
with James Lipton, have an intimate discussion with a technology or thought leader. And John Chambers is our first speaker on December 19th. Yeah, we're pretty jazzed about that. But to bring these folks in, and it's a series that will bring in these global executives to discuss with federal counterparts the future of business and technology and their unique ideas that can be leveraged to improve government services. We're looking for this to be not a sales pitch, obviously. This is going to be, again, not a panel-type discussion, but an opportunity for CIOs or CXOs in government to come and hear from these folks. And we've got some other feelers out there to get some names in, but we really want this to be something that is not about the technology or the actual product, but what these IT visionary individuals think about on a day-to-day basis and how they can impart some of that wisdom on our federal leaders.
And also just from a leadership aspect, people like John Chambers, who's been phenomenally successful, both in terms of being a business person, but also a pretty incredible leader.
Absolutely. It's the leadership spin. It's the technology spin. I mean, we played around with it being the should it be the IT visionary series? Well, clearly a firm has an IT embedded in it, in its message, in its mission. But at the same time, these folks, the stories, and I've been fortunate to hear and speak with John in the past, and there's wonderful story about, you know, his rise through the various roles that he's been in and how he leads and the successes and the challenges and so forth. And we hope to get a few more individuals this year, but this is a new thing. So this is something that maybe distinguishes a firm from some of our sister and brother organizations. But at the end of the day, it's just trying to do something a little bit different. I mean, that teamed with our typical program schedule this year. I mean, we're really excited about our program. Our 2010-11 program series is going to focus a lot on innovative ideas and technologies that are shaping the business of government. Our kickoff year is September 16th. And we're going to be collaborating with GuideTech, a symposium, a GuideTech Affirm symposium on data center optimization. That's December 16th. It's from 11:30 to 5, and there'll be a luncheon and an afternoon program. I mentioned the Affirm Visionary Series in October on the 19th. We've got a Gulf oil spill crisis that will come in on the 29th, and then innovation in government will be a theme embedded throughout all of these programs.
And my sense was that the programs are being more focused. I mean, like looking at the Gulf oil spill, it seems like something different that a firm even a couple years ago might not have done.
Well, I would say that there's this, you know, fresh breath of fresh air that we're trying to introduce here, and that is, yes, you can have timely luncheons or timely breakfast. That's the other thing. We may not do a luncheon every month. We may do a breakfast. We may do an evening type gathering. We're looking at, and now that we have really great metrics from our memberships, leadership, and so forth, that say, hey, here's who's attending, here's who's not attending. How do we reach out to those folks? How do we bring in more government people and as well as industry? And we're trying to have topics that matter both in a timely manner, but also things that are continuously important. The budget. We're all green IT. It's one thing to say we're putting on a conference for or a luncheon on green IT, but what aspects of it? We want to dig a little bit deeper, talk a lot about, you know, what are some of those innovative technologies or services that have borne out of, for example, the Gulf oil crisis, or what are people really doing with their data center modernization programs other than responding to a compliance exercise from OMB? And that's what we were trying to do, is take it down a notch, maybe from 10,000 feet to 5,000 feet, and make it a compelling discussion, and even shake up how we do our luncheons and our activities. We don't want it just to be five people with a microphone and a moderator and 5 minutes for questions. We want to have more of a dialogue with the audience, and, you know, maybe have some, well, you always lend a comic relief to your moderating role, but do more of that where the moderator is a part of this versus just having somebody introduce people.
Well, and I always like the I like the dialogue, because I think that's much more, you know, but there's a lot of wisdom not only on the stage but also amongst the audience at these things, and tap into that and have a real discussion about the challenges that are out there.
Absolutely, and I think the moderator is very key, and much like we're trying to do is the moderator shouldn't command the discussion, but really lead it in a way to get the audience engaged so that people walk out of an Affirm event and say, you know, here was what I took away from it.
Yeah.
Not, well, that was a topic that I heard about it, you know, at one of these other conferences or symposia. So that's what I mean by we got 1 year. The president of a firm gets a 1 year term. So it's you try to shake a few things up in a positive way, and we're really excited. We got a great, great supporting group. Very, very eager to get the year going. We spent a lot of time this summer developing our programs and ideas and thoughts, and, you know, we're excited.
But that must be difficult to only have, I mean, a year sounds like a long time, but it's not much time to get things into place.
No, it's not. I mean, it really isn't. And there are things that we are doing as part of what a firm is. We will have luncheons. We do have a golf event in November. We do have our wine tasting event in the springtime. I mean, there's an awards luncheon at the end of the year. And before you know it, it's the end of the year.
Yeah.
So a lot of the work that I know that we've put a lot of work into, I should say, in time and energy, is started back in June. I assumed presidency, I think it was early in July, and we met two or three times over the summer. We talked about having everything in order before the year kicks in, such that our events, our programs will have been thought out, and at the same time, kind of sort of doing some of that stretch thinking to see what's a topic that we know will be hot because of what we're hearing around town, and we want to put something together versus locking us into a specific subject matter. And that's where we're hopeful that it'll be, again, timely, but also compelling.
Very nice. Where can people get more information about Affirm?
Well, jump to www.affirm.org. That is our main website. We've had a little bit of a redo, so I think it's a little more user-friendly. But if you go there, you'll see our upcoming events, how you can register, how you can become a member, sustaining partner, etc. Little message from the president. I get my photo there for
there
a year.
There you go.
So that's the site.
And we'll have a link to that off federalnewsradio.com as well, so people can find it nice and easy. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
No, I think this is good, Chris. Again, thanks for the opportunity. I mean, folks who are listening, come on out, hear what we have to say and do, and we're really excited to educate the federal and the public-private community.